The news this hour is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Residents in the Northeast feeling the brunt of Debbie, the storm packed with torrential rain and the threat of tornadoes. ABC's Melissa Griffin has more.
This is where the significant flash flood threat is in upstate New York and to parts of interior New England through tonight. But all the way down to New York and Philadelphia could see the chance for isolated tornadoes, those wind gusts to 50 miles per hour. Before this all slides out of here off the East Coast through the overnight hours, it will be getting better.
Both Kamala Harris and rival Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Today, Trump in Montana for a rally. Tonight, Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, hold an event in Arizona. Israeli forces say they've killed a senior Hamas commander in Lebanon. It is the latest assassination of an Iranian-backed militant leader in the past month and could stall efforts to jumpstart ceasefire talks. Authorities in Brazil say all 61 passengers and crew members on board a twin-engine plane died when it crashed in Sao Paulo. The cause still unknown. This is ABC News. In San Diego County, a woman and two teens are recovering after a massive bee attack during a family gathering.
It was just a regular summer day.
Tiffany Amu was in her family's backyard this week when a swarm of bees attacked the family.
A swarm of bees, like I couldn't see, no blue.
Each child got stung 3 to 10 times. She says bees were everywhere. They jumped in the pool with their dog Kona.
We lost Kona in the end.
Kona died from the bee stings. Tiffany says she was stung about 50 times. Three of the family members had to go to a hospital. Why the bees swarmed, nobody knows. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Breaking, making its Olympic debut in Paris. You may remember the nickname breakdancing from decades ago, but don't call it breakdancing. The moves are rooted in hip-hop and combine music, culture, and personality. In the women's competition today, after a round-robin phase, Japan won gold, Lithuania silver. Men's breaking competition is tomorrow. I'm Michelle Franz on ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. We'll have our evening news in a moment.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good evening. For WRCO News and for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Bo Henricks. The 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Crosscut Park. The community is encouraged to check out the silent auction and raffle items while having supper at Crosscut Park. Food will be available for purchase. The opening ceremony will begin at 6. If you haven't yet purchased a luminary, luminaries will be available for purchase to be displayed around the track. But please note, they will not be read during the luminary ceremony. Calendar raffle tickets, priced at $10 each, will also be available for purchase. The first two winners of $1,000 each will be drawn tonight following the luminary ceremony, which will be held at 9. Handicap parking stalls will be available along both sides of 7th Street between Orange and Jefferson Streets, and both sides of Jefferson Street between 7th and 8th Streets. A handicap parking tag is required. The constitutional amendment questions are a big part of voting in the August primary election next week. And with more, here's WRCO intern Michael Hernan.
The Haiti benefit auction is hosted by Gospel to Haiti. Darwin Hostetler is a member of Gospel to Haiti.
We've been going for about 20 years, you know, or a little better than 20 years. My first trip to Haiti was in 1998, so it's a little while ago. But we operate a clinic in Haiti, and we see, you know, over 100 patients a day, where we have Haitian doctors, Haitian nurses, and also American staff that work there to see all these people and take care of them. It's been a bit challenging. You know, the country of Haiti is, they basically don't have a lot of government. It's gang controlled pretty much. It's been a pretty difficult time. A lot of Haiti is a very difficult place, you know, presently. We are located about probably about 70 miles from Port-au-Prince, where most of the trouble is. That's where most of the gang stuff is. About 70 miles away, but it takes about, 4 to 5 hours to drive that. So we're really a distance, you know, and that way away from the trouble. But that's where the money goes. You know, our American staff is all volunteer staff. And so every we can say that the money that we raise this week, weekend of the auction here coming up, that money is... it all goes to Haiti. We don't pay personnel to take care of anything. It's all volunteer.
The event will have some festivities on Friday before the auction. You are invited to the annual fish fry.
It all kicks off on Friday evening with the fish fry. And we do have barbecue chicken as well, but it starts, we kick it off on Friday evening with our Mississippi farm-raised catfish feed, and it's by donation.
And the flower auction.
Lots of different flowers, and they come from all, you know, a lot of different greenhouses, you know, in the area here that some of those greenhouses particularly put baskets together that they know that will be, you know, be auctioned here. And we've had very generous givers that way make for a really nice flower auction that evening.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Haiti Benefit Auction Weekend.
9 o'clock on Saturday morning, that is when the auction starts again. And that usually runs till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's an all-day event, and there's lots of food. Again, bake sale is there, and we don't have a price tag on any of that, and I think it's all by donation.
There will be a lot of unique and rare things to bid on at the auction.
We have some very unique items, very good items there. I think pictured on the brochure, we have a lawnmower. We have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Chamra WD there. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. Yeah, and then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick-built building. The labor is provided, everything total, all that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. White Mound Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. The choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be this Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Southwest Wisconsin Technical College have been awarded $8.7 million to bolster the development of clean energy workforce training programs in Wisconsin. The funding comes through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College will receive $3 million to provide work-based learning to students by formal apprenticeships and course-based energy site assessments, as well as offer upskilling trainings to small and medium-sized manufacturers on topics ranging from sensors and cybersecurity to energy analytics and heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration controls. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee will receive $5.7 million to develop and promote innovative and high-level energy assessment technologies through workforce teams to help establish pathways to high-quality jobs like electricians and energy auditors, improve manufacturing competitiveness, and reduce industrial carbon emissions. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced approximately $174 million will help local communities across the state complete more than 1,000 local road improvement projects over the next 5 years. 1,003 projects were selected to receive funding through WISDOT's Local Roads Improvement Program, based on recommendations from county, municipal, and town officials. The final 2023 to 2025 biennial budget signed by Evers provided an increase of more than $4 million for the roads improvement program, providing a 4% increase each year of the biennium. Updated national numbers from the UW system show Wisconsin ranks 43rd out of 50 states in state funding for four-year education. President Jay Rothman says the latest numbers highlight the challenges facing the state's universities. The numbers also found that college-going rate of Wisconsin high school graduates is lower than the national average and most surrounding states. According to the data, nearly 4 in 10 degrees are in STEM or healthcare fields, and nearly 70% of new programs are in STEM fields. Finally, more than 600,000 Wisconsin adults under 65 have some college credit, but no degree. The Building Commission approves $262 million for key projects. Approved projects include upgrades at several Department of Corrections facilities, including Lincoln Hills School and the Waupun Correctional Institute. Those upgrades include living unit locks and controls replacement at Lincoln Hills to enhance the safety of staff and youth, and camera upgrades at Waupun. The commission also approved spending $9 million to buy the downtown Madison building that houses the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, with plans to build a new five-story museum on the site. A number of Wisconsin colleges are getting funds for projects, including the Coffrin Technology and Education Center at UW-Green Bay, renovations of the UW-Milwaukee and UW-River Falls heating plants, and elevator modernization at UW-Whitewater. As summer winds down and back-to-school planning gears up, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services reminds Wisconsinites that now is the time to book appointments, communicate special health concerns with schools, and talk to children about issues that may impact their mental and emotional health. Preparing to go back to school is a great time to make sure children are up to date on their CDC-recommended vaccines. Vaccines are a safe, well-studied, and effective way to protect kids and everyone around them from harmful diseases like whooping cough, measles, and meningitis. Check to see if your child is up to date on vaccines on the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or by contacting your healthcare provider or local health department. If your child is uninsured or underinsured, the Vaccines for Children program provides free or low-cost vaccines to eligible children under 19. Parents and caregivers should also talk with their child's healthcare provider to schedule a blood lead test. All children should receive a blood lead test at ages 1 and 2, as should any child between ages 3 and 5 who has not had a previous test. Children living in communities or housing where there is a higher risk of lead poisoning may be recommended to have additional testing. Childhood lead poisoning remains a serious public health threat, and early detection is key in preventing the long-term impacts on a child's physical and mental health. In Wisconsin, 1 in 2 children with asthma miss school due to their illness. This can directly affect their academic success. The DHS recommends keeping an asthma action plan on file in the school's nurse's office to support your child's learning and safety at school. An asthma action plan is a document created between a doctor and patient with directions about actions to take based on asthma symptoms or peak flow readings. Other ways to manage asthma symptoms include carrying a rescue inhaler, bringing medications to the school nurse, and staying up to date on vaccinations. Deputies in a south central Wisconsin county were very busy with impaired drivers last weekend. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says they pulled over 16 of them. 8 of them faced their first OWI offense, with one being involved in a crash and another nearly causing one. Another was found unresponsive at a gas station. Of the total number of OWI arrests, 2 were from out of state and 2 were charged with their 7th violation. The sheriff's office says the high number of arrests demonstrates they're proactive in removing dangerous drivers from the roads. And at a Tuesday hearing in Merrill, Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski criticized the Department of Corrections, saying the June death of Lincoln Hill counselor Corey Prolix was a failure by the DOC. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County. The 49-year-old Prolix died after intervening when a 16-year-old attacked another counselor at Lincoln Hills. That teen and a 17-year-old are charged in the death.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly August 1st at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died August 1st at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be held on Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday, August 5th. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family of Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held on Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memorials at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A memorial gathering will be held on Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Service will be held at 7. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died on Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Friday, August 16th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday, August 15th from 4 until 7, and again on Friday, August 16th from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th in his home. Family and friends are invited to join in a Celebration of Life picnic on Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Gunderson Baskerville is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We continue to have more cloud coverage pushing through as we get through the end of this week here. Got a low pressure system that's been moving in from Canada, but as we continue getting into the beginning of this upcoming week here, we are going to have that system move out to the east. It's going to give us a little bit more sunshine as we start off next week here. But as we head into tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with wind a little bit on the lighter side. It's going to feel a little bit cooler as well. Lows in the mid to upper 40s, winds from the west up 5 to 10 miles per hour. For our Saturday to kick off our weekend, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and winds are going to be breezy once again, but it's going to feel pleasant. Highs in the low to mid 70s, winds mostly a western direction up to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. For our Saturday night, we're looking at clear skies, calm winds, and cool temperatures. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Winds are going to be on the light side. And for our Sunday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. It's going to be a bit warmer with lighter winds as well coming from the west up to 15 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Getting into our Monday as we start off this next week, we're looking at partly sunny skies and winds are going to be on the lighter side once again. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. For our Tuesday, plenty of sunshine can be expected. Going to be feeling a little bit more like summer once again. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Now, Wednesday and Thursday is going to be a little bit different, though. We're looking at partly cloudy skies. We have a slight chance of showers and storms developing throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s once again. Thursday, we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds. Have a slight better chance of showers and storms developing. More going to stay in the earlier part of the day, though. Highs are expected to be, once again, upper 70s to low 80s. Hope everyone has a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Time to take a look today at today's weather statistics. Today's high was 68 and today's morning low was 53. Yesterday's high was 77, and there was no precipitation yesterday nor today. The record high of today was set back in 1944 with a high 97, and the record low was in 1962 with a temperature of 44 degrees. Last year, the high was 83 degrees and the low was 55 degrees. Sunset today will take place at 8:13 p.m. and the sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:01 a.m. At 5 o'clock today, the temperature was 53 degrees with temperatures being cloudy. Wind direction was calm and the barometer was at 30.01. At 5:55 in the morning, temperature was 54 degrees. The barometer was at 30.01. And the precipitation? No precipitation. 6:30 a.m., 53 degrees was the temperature, and it was sunny. The winds were calm with a barometer of 30.02. No precipitation once again. At 7:45 a.m., the temperature was 56 degrees. It was sunny. Wind direction was in the west-northwest from 3 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer was 30.04, and again, no precipitation. 8:10 a.m., temperature was 58 degrees, and it was sunny. The wind direction was west to northwest, and the speed was 3 miles per hour. The barometer was at 30.04, and no precipitation. At 12:30 p.m., the temperature was 63 degrees and cloudy. Wind direction going northwest at speeds going from 6 to 13 miles per hour. Barometer was at 30.03. Relative humidity was 63% and no precipitation. At 3:30 today, the temperature was 67 degrees, being cloudy. Wind direction was going east at 10 miles per hour. A 30.01 barometer was measured and no precipitation. At 4:30 p.m., 68 degrees and cloudy. Wind direction was going west-northwest at 10 miles per hour. Pressure being 30.01 and no precipitation. Right now, it is 70 degrees and partly cloudy out there.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I've had some pretty stinky jobs in my lifetime. My first job as a 14-year-old with a work permit was as a janitor at a child care center, cleaning up poop and puke daily. At another custodial job, I cleaned the whole 18,000-square-foot building every night, including 28 toilets. I've also driven a rendering truck, picking up dead animals from farms and their various stages of decomposition. As director of maintenance at an RV campground, we oftentimes had plugged and overflowing sewers that had to be unplugged and drained. Not a pleasant sight or smell. I tell you that to refer you to the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We're told in the Bible that Lazarus had already been dead for more than 4 days when Jesus arrived on the scene. The phrase I remember hearing from childhood is, "By now he stinketh." Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and then told the people watching to go and take off Lazarus's grave clothes, those stinking, rotting strips of cloth that held his dead and decaying corpse. Lazarus could not unwrap himself from the inside out, but had to have help getting unwrapped and cleaned up. The exciting thing we can take away from this story is that the reason Jesus died, was buried, and rose again was not just to be a sacrifice for our sin and to give us new life, though that's a very beautiful thing. But Jesus gave his life for us to free us from our stinky, sinful selves so that we could be set free from the power of sin to reign over us and so we could take on the very fragrance of Christ in the way we live. Lovers of Jesus, I pray that we will have the stinky grave clothes removed from us and be the sweet, savory fragrance of Jesus for those around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Former Bucks guard Patrick Beverley takes shots at the Bucks on his podcast as he reviews his time in Milwaukee. Beverley has signed a contract with Hapoel Tel Aviv of the Israeli Basketball Premier League. On his Pat Bev podcast, he said how happy he will be not to be playing with the Bucks in the upcoming season. He says all he was allowed to do in Milwaukee was stand in the corner and watch. He was particularly frustrated to spend more time on the bench after having his best playoff performance in Game 5 against the Pacers. Packers quarterback Jordan Love will play in the preseason game at Cleveland Saturday after an injury scare in Thursday's practice. Head coach Matt LaFleur says he will be smart in the way he uses his starters. In recent seasons, Aaron Rodgers and other starters skipped preseason action, but that resulted, in some cases, in weak results when the regular season started. Green Bay also had a Christian Watson injury scare in Wednesday's practice. He worked with the number one offensive line in Badgers, but freshman Kevin Haywood isn't a starter yet. The 6'8", 325-pounder is opening some eyes in Wisconsin summer camp. The start of the season is just over 3 weeks away. Coaches say the first-year player is ahead of the curve and could become one of the best offensive linemen in the football program's history. Noting that Haywood is still a teenager, one coach says, imagine what he'll be like when he's 20. Going to national news now. Contract disputes are playing a prominent role across the NFL this summer. Some of the top contenders to compete for the Super Bowl are heading into the first full weekend of exhibition games, with some of them, their most important players, unwilling to take the practice field before they get new contracts. San Francisco is locked in contract disputes with star receiver Brandon Ayuk and All-Pro left tackle Trent Williams. Dallas CeeDee Lamb, Cincinnati's Ja'Marr Chase, and the New York Jets' Hassan Reddick are among the other stars not practicing. Major League Baseball is coming to Bristol Motor Speedway with the Braves and the Reds taking part in the Speedway Classic in August of 2025. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred were on hand at Thunder Valley for the announcement Friday. The game will be held on August 2nd, the last of the three-game series, where the first two contests will be played in Cincinnati. The track holds more than 146,000 people for NASCAR and set a college record of 156,990 fans when it hosted Tennessee and Virginia Tech there in 2016. Dak Prescott has been held out of a light workout as a precaution with the Dallas Cowboys quarterback experiencing mild soreness in his surgery-repaired right ankle. The decision comes a day after Dallas held its only joint workout of training camp in a visit from the Los Angeles Rams. The Cowboys and Rams open the preseason against each other Saturday night in LA. Prescott likely won't play in the preseason. The 31-year-old is going to the final season of his $160 million four-year contract. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down modestly on speculative and technical selling, unable to follow through on an early bounce, continuing to monitor development weather. China and Unknown bought mostly new crop U.S. soybeans Friday morning, and Colombia purchased mostly new crop bean meal. September beans are down 4 3/4 at 988 3/4. November was 5 3/4 lower at 1002 1/2. September bean meal was $7.80 lower at $3.1170. September soybean oil is 25 points higher at 42.42. Corn was down modestly. Late development weather continues to look favorable in much of the region, but some areas could use rain. The trade was also getting ready for Monday's USDA supply, demand, and production numbers. September corn was 2 1/2 lower at 376 3/4. December was down 2 at 395. And wheat was mostly modestly higher. The big source of support is global crop weather issues impacting production. That's helped boost export demand for U.S. wheat with new crop sales ahead of last marketing year. September Chicago was 5 higher at 542 1/2. September Kansas City was up 2 1/2 at 554. September Minneapolis wheat was 4 1/2 higher at 589 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on oversold signals in the higher midday move in box beef. October live was up 312 at 181.15, and December was 287 higher at 179.60. September feeders are up 417 at 241.60. October was 377 higher at 239.77. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade in the higher midday pork. October lean was up 35 at 73.97. December was 42 higher at 66.30. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Friday following back-to-back days of light business. In the South, deals were marked at mostly $186, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was at mostly $305 to $306, $4 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed higher on moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 59 cents at $312.71. Select closed 56 cents higher at $298.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 104,000 head, down 12,000 on the week and up about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.34 with a weighted average of $83.53. The Western Corn Belt closed $2.05 lower with a weighted average of $83.55. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher up 43 cents at $98.66. And estimated hog slaughter was 445,000 head, down 31,000 on the week and down about 12,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he expects another farm bill extension from Congress.
I don't have a solution because the chairwoman of the committee not willing to do more on what I call sewing up the holes in the farm bill safety net.
He spoke to Brownfield at the Iowa State Fair on Friday. More news is next.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects, the poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pension ag economist says commodity prices aren't expected to get much better before harvest, and farmers should have an exit strategy for their old crop. Chad Hart is with Iowa State University.
I talked to 50, 60 farmers, and I was amazed how many of them still have some crop in storage on the farm right now. And I'm like, guys, you've just watched prices drop by a buck on the corn side, by over $2 on the soybean side over the past year, and yet you're still sitting on that.
A U.S.-owned sustainable aviation fuel company has selected Nebraska for its first Midwest production facility. DG Fuels announced Wednesday plans to produce 193 million gallons of zero or low carbon emissions fuel per year. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen tells Brownfield it's a big win for the bioeconomy.
There were 10 states, and once we were able to get in front of that company and show them what we have in Nebraska, it was clear he came to Nebraska.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Farmers are becoming more concerned about the current state of the ag economy. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. What has caused lower commodity prices and recent ag equipment layoffs? Courtney Cowley, senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, says
those are very historic levels. We've started to come down from that.
We'll find out more about the problems farmers are facing from an ag economist's perspective right after this on Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says the ag economy is softening. Courtney Cowley says it all starts with farmer concern over low grain market prices.
We're coming off of very high levels, very strong income, and so that can affect the outlook both for farm operations, agricultural lenders, and then everyone else down the agricultural supply chain, including ag equipment manufacturers.
Purdue University's Jim Minter says there are rising concerns about recent layoffs in the largest equipment manufacturers, such as John Deere, AGCO, and CNH.
As farmers have headed into 2024, and I think it's starting to look ahead to 2025, it's clear they're worried about their financial situation. One of the first things you do from a management perspective when you're worried about your financial situation, what your future income levels are going to be, you start to pull back on capital investments.
Kelly tells Brownfield supply chain issues during the pandemic contributed to rising costs.
There was a lot of cash coming into the agricultural economy by way of government programs and higher commodity prices. So demand was really high at that time and has since come down from there.
She says for the economy to get better, costs need to come down.
Really what we need to see is expenses come down some across the board for everyone. This is both starting with farmers, but then also probably for equipment manufacturers too. That's something that that we are seeing some softening in inflation.
But she says the farm real estate market is still going strong.
Our farm real estate makes up about 80% of farm balance sheet. So for that to remain stable, I think is good for the agricultural economy in general. And that kind of shorter term liquidity side, we're still, I think, benefiting from a lot of strength from previous years.
Farmer surveys from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City show good financial stability for farmers in the ag sector.
Credit quality remains really strong too, even though we are starting to see some weakening in, like I mentioned, shorter term indicators like crop prices, farm income, farmland repayment rate. We still see really strong credit quality across the board. Expenses come down some.
She says economists will continue to watch trends to determine the economic outlook for the remainder of 2024 into 2025. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. It starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options that may meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
History comes alive at the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. View hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10. Children under 12 are free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th, on Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
It is currently 68 degrees and looking like starting to clear up a little bit. We got the opening ceremony with Walker Grace coming up in the top of the hour. But let's take a look at the community calendar so far. We have the Gander Beef Stand will be held at the Boscobel Farmers Market right next to the Railroad Depot Park tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. They will be selling Marion UCC Ladies Aid cookbooks for sale for $12. The cookbooks will help you discover and fill you in with the history of stories of Southwest Wisconsin, and they also have 636 recipes inside those cookbooks, and they will also offer Rada Meat Cutlery. Again, the Gander Beef Stand will be taking place tomorrow at Boscobel Farmers Market near the Railroad Depot Park. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., they'll be selling cookbooks as well as some meat cutleries. Let's get you back to the music, but first, a word from Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
My daddy always was a gentleman. Never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, well, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. Tries to hold you back. Yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little.
Right there's a high school where we met. We sneak out back for a couple kisses and a cigarette. And that parking lot was our first date. And her mama slammed the door when I dropped her off too late. But she's gone. Chasing that highway wind. She's gone. She ain't coming back again. This ain't love. Those fireworks over our heads, and they'd ring the bells of that little church. No, there ain't nowhere I can look that doesn't hurt. She's gone, but I still feel her on my skin. She's gone, she ain't coming back again. This ain't the
I'm always feeling.